We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs. Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Score hotline powered by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you tell us. We are very enthused that that Tevin Jenkins now ready to win a job. I mean, he's just back at camp and not warring with the coaches. And, you know, fill us in. What does it mean?
Well, he's a young player who has missed an awful lot of time. He needs to be out there. So for him right now, that bodes well. He was there, obviously, day one, missed seven consecutive practices, and then was out there Saturday when they had full pads on. Didn't do very much, understandable, after the long layoff. And then Sunday did a little bit more. They were not in full pads, but you know, instead of kind of diving into any type of speculation about Tevin Jenkins, let's just talk about what we've seen with our eyes, okay, to understand where this situation is at. You go back to April and possibly the beginning of May, he's running with the first team at right tackle. And by mid-May at the latest, he's with the reserves. Training camp is about to start. The team goes out and spends money on two veteran offensive linemen, one that can play tackle, one that's probably going to be inside a guard. And we haven't seen them really consider Tevin as a possibility at right guard yet. Camp opens, and Tevin's not with the starting unit. So I think when you just look at what you've seen, how he's been deployed, that tells you an awful lot. Does that mean the Bears have written him off completely? No. I mean, he's still got a locker. He's got an opportunity here, but it certainly looks like the odds are stacked against him when you are only evaluating what you've seen from the coaching staff and then his availability.
And they have yet to see him actually practice in pads, really go after it. So I think that's the other thing you factor in, Brad. They made an early determination, and that's great context. But in that context, which is the most likely outcome of this training camp for Tevin Jenkins? He makes the team as a backup, he gets cut or traded, or he wins a starting job.
Well, he wins a starting job is going to be the least likely. I find it really difficult to give you an answer that has any weight behind it. Or I say, Dave, I feel good about this one because he's got to stay on the field.
Right.
Right. He's got to prove he can be out there tomorrow at Family Fest at Soldier Field. He's got to prove he can get out there in preseason games and stay out there. They won't say what it is. They practically invite you to speculate it's a back issue, right? So I don't think I can give you an answer that I feel really good about, other than saying I think the least likely scenario would be that he would win a starting job. Again, based only on what we've seen to this point. Impossible? No. I mean, it looked like at one point Kyle Fuller had punched his ticket out of town, and he came back and not only was a starter, he was better than ever and got himself paid by the Chicago Bears. So we've seen it happen before. It looks unlikely right now, but you never know.
It's Mully and Hall. We're talking to Brad Biggs, and this Bears training camp segment is brought to you by Chicagoland's neighborhood bank, Marquette Bank. Love where you bank. Brad, what kind of guy is he? I mean, Tevin Jenkins, he's got the sprained attitude. No, his back hurts. They're trying to get rid of him. What's your take on him just as a person? Do we know if he is clashing with coaches, if he clashes with people, if he gets along? How would you describe his personality?
He seems like a decent guy, although, shoot, they've had him available considering all the time he's missed. I mean, it was like once during the spring. He talked on Saturday a couple times last season. That's it. So, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that is going to be looking for a clash with coaches. But, again, I don't know. I don't know. And there's been so much turnover here. I don't know how well they know him. You know, there's probably still a getting to know one another period, certainly in terms of what he can do on the field. But I just based on what I've seen, you know, he doesn't strike me as a guy that's got a great opportunity for a team that is moving quickly to turn the roster over.
Brad, there's a lot of opportunity in the wide receiver room, especially now. N'Keal Harry out with maybe a high ankle sprain indefinitely. Byron Pringle with a quad, I believe. Will the Bears stand pat? Do you think they'll go out and see who's out there still among free agents on the street? Or how will they address a position group that – and then you throw in Velus Jones, who has not been around for the last couple practices. They have suddenly attrition issues with the wide receivers.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple guys that have been out, and add Dante Pettis to that list. He's missed the last couple practices as well, and then N'Keal Harry situation couldn't put any weight whatsoever on the left leg. Has to be helped back into the building after he was tackled in Saturday's practice, and so if that's something that's going to bleed into the regular season, if the Bears would want to put him on injured reserve with the opportunity to then activate him during the season, they would have to carry him on the roster through the cutdown to 53. Okay. You can't put him on IR now in August and then say, oh yeah, he's ready to go in mid-October and we're going to bring him back now. He would have to be on the 53 after the cutdown. So that complicates things for a guy who was going to have to battle for a roster spot, right? Nothing was assured for him when they flipped a 2024 seventh round draft pick to the New England Patriots for him. Yeah, are they going to go out? I don't think so. I mean, they opened camp deficient at the wide receiver position, and obviously no one on the street really appealed to them before opening camp. I don't know that it's changed greatly now. I don't think Velus Jones has anything serious, so that's good news. And Eberflus seemed to indicate he did not believe that Byron Pringle's quad injury would carry into the regular season, so that would be good news as well. But they need guys to step up and make some plays on Saturday against the Chiefs at Soldier Field.
So we look at their offense, and we know that Lucas Patrick is out. Now you got wide receiver issues, and you talk about what's going on with that group. We had a phone call asking about Justin Fields. You mentioned that the third string quarterback had the best throws at practice yesterday. How is his accuracy? How is he developing? Is there any way of telling how he's going to play?
I don't think there's any way of knowing how he's going to play at this point. You see Fields making some plays when they go bootleg, when they go sprint out for him, when they play action. Okay, we've seen him make some plays. The completions downfield, and when I say downfield, I'm talking 10, 12 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, those are few and far between. And you go back to the start of camp, and there haven't been a whole lot of those in the team period. You know, in the team period yesterday, his first pass was directly to Jaquan Brisker. Like, Brisker dropped it. He was probably surprised it was literally right at him. That was the only really, really poor throw that I saw yesterday. But you're not seeing a lot of throws downfield. You are seeing completions out of doing that stuff. Where it gets choppier is when it's just straight drop back. And on a lot of those, a high percentage of those, it ends up being kind of a scramble, meaning he pulls it down and runs with it, or a scramble and it becomes, you know, an off-schedule play. So I'm curious to see how he does against the Chiefs. I'm curious to see how they can protect him and how often how much he plays in that game. Like, do they just want to see, you know, 10, 12 snaps, let him get his feet wet a little bit, or do they want him to go, you know, 20, 25 snaps? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't know that they've made a decision yet, and as we've seen, a lot of these coaches, they treat this stuff as top secret information, so I kind of doubt we'll get the plan in advance.
Brad, while the Roquan Smith situation lingers, the Bears were active in the linebacker market over the weekend. USFL star DeMarcus Gates joins the team. Javon White, I think, is a veteran that they signed. Matt Adams and Joe Thomas, meanwhile, battle it out for the strong side linebacker position. Do the new guys get an opportunity? Are they potentially in the mix at a position that they feel pretty good about, but Roquan is yet to practice?
Yeah, I think it's probably a situation where they had some injuries further down the depth chart at that position. So they swapped out some guys there, and then I think you're always keeping an eye open for linebackers that you believe can really be assets to you on special teams. So you're going to bring a guy in and say, hey, you know, you might have an opportunity to compete here. And Adams and Joe Thomas have gotten substantial playing time with the ones because of the Roquan situation. And you know, Joe Thomas leads that position group in takeaways, guys. He's done well for himself with the opportunities he's had in training camp thus far. But I think if you're looking at who could be the strong side starter when they're in their base defense, and I think Adams is probably the leader in the clubhouse for that right now.
Brad, they were down to their rookie undrafted free agent nickelback yesterday. I think he's the fourth guy, right? You had injuries to, well, I don't know how severe the injuries. 15 guys were out, among them Kyler Gordon. We haven't seen him a ton, and he was hurt in the offseason. Is that a major concern?
Well, if you want your rookie out there, I'm going to say that's not a major concern with Kyler Gordon, because when we have seen him on the field during training camp, he's looked good. He's made some plays. He really looks like he fits the part. I mean, this is a guy with a nice combination of size and in athleticism. Like, I'm really intrigued by what he and Jaquan Brisker can do this season. He did miss a bunch of time in the spring, and now we've seen him on the sideline, I want to say, for three consecutive practices. But I'm not alarmed by that just yet. I believe they were down to their fifth option at nickel yesterday. Tavon Young, the veteran who's played an awful lot of that position during his time in the league, was sidelined, and he's a guy who's got a deep injury history. Of course, Thomas Graham's going to be out for a while. Duke Shelley was out as well. So you were kind of going down the list. And Jalen Jones, an undrafted rookie free agent, got some time at that nickel position. But I wouldn't worry about the Gordon situation just yet. And again, I wouldn't have concern because I think he's flashed in camp. And Brisker has as well. So it could be an improved secondary for the Bears this season.
Brad, 60 seconds. Much was made about how difficult and physical the practices were back-to-back. Cole Kmet said it was the hardest practice he'd ever been through. You've been around a long time. Was he right?
Well, I think Cole Kmet's observations are based off of what he's been through, right? And he played under Nagy. It wasn't a 2.5 hour practice like you and I have been out there and seen before. It wasn't a 2-hour and 20-minute practice on a day that they have two-a-days like you and I have seen before. But for what Cole Kmet's been through, yeah, they a very fast tempo. It is up tempo. There's no question about that. They are hustling. It looks like they've gotten the players' attention in terms of that. And on Saturday, guys, it was steamy. It was hot. So, yeah, I think they're getting after it. It certainly isn't like we've seen before. And if you talk to players that are a little bit older, you might get some eye rolls about just how difficult it is based on what teams were able to do with a different set of rules back in the day.
Brad, thanks. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great day, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.